says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome to the show, folks. You're tuned in. You're tuned into the Trump phenomenon here on December 22nd, 2017. As we get ready for Christmas, I hope you're having a great Christmas coming up at your home. We're having a white Christmas up here in sunny North Dakota. And I'm James Kelso. The show is live with us tonight, Paul Fromm. Hi, Paul, there in Ontario, okay. Canada. Hi, Paul.
And a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you. We welcome, folks, your participation in tonight's show at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And, boy, we are, Christmas coming up. We got the great, great, great Christmas present on December 20th of the, I guess Donald Trump signed it into law on the 21st, the tax cut, the biggest tax cut in American history, and a whole bunch of other things embedded in that tax cut, like an effective repeal of Obamacare, something that's not a tax cut, but boy, does it improve the tax situation in America. The repatriation, trillions of dollars of American assets that were being held all over the world in places, I just used the Cayman Islands as an example, in various tax havens, trillions of dollars that are now coming back to the United States in short order, and that will mean just a better life for all of us, a greater standard of living, investment in our country, better wages, better profits for our corporations, greater stock value. Everything is going to go up because of this greatest tax. And, you know, you say, well, you know, it's just another tax bill. No, it's not just another tax bill. We have not had a complete reform. The word reform is horrible, but reform of our tax system in decades. People have been
31 years.
Yeah, people have been unable to achieve it. The Democrats, of course, Democrats aren't interested in doing it, but the Republicans have failed miserably to fix a really bad tax system in America for all these decades since Ronald Reagan. And it wasn't good under Ronald Reagan, but in those ensuing 30 plus years, every year more and more horrors have been added to the tax code. The taxes have been raised and raised and raised, and just, you know, it's amazing, folks. This thing all came down to what, by whatever concurrence of events has made it happen. Republicans have the House, have the Senate, by now just one vote, have the presidency, have a great man in the presidency. All this came together. And then the whole thing broke down into squabbling and infighting within the Republican Party. So even that one vote majority in the Senate no longer was holding because of people like McCain and others. But in a tremendous act of leadership, Donald Trump working the phones, pumping the handshakes, managed to get all of these people organized sufficiently to get them to vote for this tax cut. And we featured it here on the show, the amazing ceremony, the victory speech with the essentially the entire House and the entire Senate arrayed on the steps of the South Lawn of the White House. Just happy as could be. And all of those faces smiling, everybody laughing. It was just a wonderful, wonderful thing, and the greatest possible way to end the year and to start the new year. And now that this team was brought together long enough to pass this milestone, now they can move on to the next item and the next item, and then move on to improving their majority in the House and the Senate, our majority in the House and the Senate in 2018, and then continue with the job. And of course, the daunting job that has to be done is, you know, think about this, going to the bigger picture, folks. The greater achievement that Donald Trump has before him to achieve is to stop the demographic decline of America. And this seems almost unimaginable, but if possible, to reverse it. That's the, because if that is not achieved, if the demographic decline of America is not reversed, then this little moment that we had here of a majority that could actually pass sensible legislation, that will be forever gone. So this has to be achieved. And we're working against we're sailing into a headwind of enormous proportions because the demographic, it's a nice word for race, the racial composition of America is changing. And it's changing because of internally, the birth rate of non-Europeans is considerably higher than that of us Europeans. And then also the flood of people coming into the country, which is overwhelmingly non-European. You might as well just characterize it as entirely non-European. That, although greatly reduced by Donald Trump already, is not stopped. And those two factors, the birth rate going bad for us, or the ratio being bad, and then the continuing influx of non-Europeans, this means that we will not be a majority in our own country unless it is stopped. So Donald Trump now has 7 years to effect this greatest challenge of all. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, well, let me be quite blunt about this, James. We're being replaced by 2041 if either the massive third world numbers are not vastly reduced or the white birth rate doubles, which is probably not likely. By 2041, the European founding settler people of the United States will be a minority. We are being ethnically cleansed on our own continent. Now, this is an issue that I won't say that Donald Trump hasn't considered. I don't know. His reforms so far are being very needed to at least stop the illegals. But that ought to be straightforward. They're illegal. Well, what are we talking about? The next step is, I think, to massively reduce immigration. I think that is doable. More difficult would be to basically to stop third world immigration or vastly reduce it. Because the fact is, the European founding settler people, your people, my people, are being replaced. And the tipping point is going to come in 2041. And if you want to see what happens when others are the majority? You only have to see what happened, the disgraceful Under the Cover of Darkness act that took place in Memphis, Tennessee, on Wednesday night. Blacks are the overwhelming majority in that city, and their city council removed two very important Confederate statues. And when the others, when third worlders are a majority in the country, don't think that your ways will continue to prevail. Many of these people come from countries that don't have a tradition of freedom of speech, let's say. People coming from Red China or much of the Arab world, they don't have a tradition of free speech or individual rights. Now, you know, a few may learn our ways and cherish them, but a lot of these people have very little affinity for us and our ways, and that is what's going to population replacement is going to mean. When we're a minority, it would be unrealistic to think that we can just somehow just it'll be business as usual. And
yes, yes.
Others will prevail.
Yes. Now, I would like to see, Paul, this 2041 forecast, which is by our own government, so we have to consider the source. How reliable is that? But comparing apples to apples, let's hope that the government issues a revised forecast based on the changes already affected in 11 months, as Orrin Hatch said in that wonderful victory celebration. In these mere 11 months, Donald Trump has affected some amazing changes. The rate of crossing into the U.S. by illegals is down 80%. That's one of the recent numbers. I don't know what it is as of today.
That's very positive, and that, of course, is on the mere threat of building a wall and more intense enforcement.
Right.
And also the announcing that some of these people who had kind of a grace period, like people from Haiti, I think El Salvador and Guatemala, that's ending. The Haitians were allowed into the United States after the huge earthquake, which occurred 7 years ago. Actually, it was in January of 2010, so it's almost 8 years ago. If there ever was a reason to let them in temporarily, it's long since passed. And I think that Donald Trump's actions on those fronts have helped send the message. And that's good.
Also down is the rate of refugees being brought into the U.S. That is down as well. Something that how can Donald Trump bring this down? The birth rate of non-Europeans already in the U.S., how can he bring that birth rate down? Boy, that's hard to figure that one out.
That's hard to do. What might increase the white birth rate are the better economic times. When there was very little birth control back in the Depression, the birth rate plummeted. I mean, people, there are other means other than the pill, and I guess we don't have to get into that. But
we'll save that for another show. Go ahead.
There is usually a correlation between bad times and a falling birth rate, especially among responsible people, and that would be mostly white people. You don't want to have 10 kids if you don't have a job. So the better economic times, I think, are potentially good for us. Hopefully more young people will be able to face the future with some confidence and say, well, this would be a good time to start a family. Or if we have one child, maybe we feel it would be a good idea to have another child. There are signs of hope, but we still face a very serious situation, James.
Right, and this is something that can be gauged. Another thing that's great about Donald Trump's ascendancy to the presidency is that we regain some transparency and control over the levers of government, so that in the past, folks like Paul, myself, and you out there in the audience, we've had little reason to trust figures or data from the government. We've had great reason to suspect the worst from really every agency of government. We've viewed the interior of every agency as being so rotten and hostile to us. that we, you know, we can't use their information or their data as being reliable. Well, that is changed now with the arrival of Donald Trump, so that hopefully in next year and the year after that, the numbers that we get out of the government will be accurate, they'll be truthful, and there'll be a revision going on so that we can, in 7 years, Donald Trump's got 7 years and 1 month, that's a long time. A lot can be accomplished in that time. And Donald Trump shows that he is, in fact, conscious. He's aware of this being the big challenge, that if we our population, if our majority as a people is lost, our ability to control politically our future, which means our ability to control our future, is lost. And the I should put in the adverb politically, because we will never lose. This is an important point. We will never lose the ability to control what we do. We will always have some recourse. I mean, even if we go into minority status, well, for example, our kinsmen in South Africa, they are in an extremely minority status, barely 4 million of them. And they are, but they have a strategy. And there's never a moment at which white people simply have to say all is lost and we have to give up. The Zetlanders in South Africa, with whom we've become familiar on this show, they are every day pursuing their strategy. They intend to live. They intend to survive. They're not going to go down simply because the odds are bad or the situation is bad. But we will always have a strategy. But on this show, we've talked about Plan A and Plan B. Plan A is one in which we, retaining political control of our nations, that we plan to survive as a majority in each of our nations. Plan B is the one that the Zetlanders now are in, which is they don't have any prospect of being a majority in South Africa, yet they want to survive. And so they have to survive how? What technique are the Zetlanders using to survive? Well, they are, if you had to summarize it in one phrase, they're becoming an effective family. So they stick together, they stay together, they are defending themselves together, and they're treating each other as a family, not as a bunch of people, a bunch of suburbanites and people who live somewhere, or who call themselves some amorphous thing like, well, we're South African citizens. No, they're Europeans. They're a family there. So we may have to go to Plan B in some of our countries, including, sad to say, this one. But if we can really make this, we can really make this take off as a popular thing, so it becomes something that white people overwhelmingly want to do, as you say, Paul. So if we could popularize among our young ladies, all of our women of a childbearing age, I'd like to get pregnant. I'd like to have a bigger family. We can find ways to popularize this, to reward this attitude. And so we as men, think of all the things we can do, guys, to make it more, to make the ladies want to have babies more. A whole lot of things we could do. And also among the men, increase the desire to be a dad, to have a bigger family, to allay the fears of people that, oh, I can't afford to have children. This appears to be one of our white problems. We'll talk about it right after this break and take some of your calls. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back, folks. This is a good chance for anybody who wants to get a phone call in at 800-313-9443. The best thing to happen in the last 24 hours, of course, is the president signing of the new tax bill. And here's what he said. Here are his remarks. Good morning, everybody. Thank you very much for being here. And Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We are going to sign some very important things today. One is a continuing resolution that very importantly gives us the right. And I'm going to skip down for that. And he says, as you know, we had the largest tax cuts in our history just approved. And I was going to wait for a formal signing sometime in early January. But then I watched the news this morning, and they were all saying, will he keep his promise? Will he sign it by Christmas?
Well, I guess he gave them the answer.
And he says, I called downstairs. I said, get it ready. We have to sign it now. We were going to wait until January 7th or 8th and do a big formal ceremony. But every one of the networks was saying, will he keep his promise? In other words, skeptically, you know, trying to scare the public. Will he sign it before Christmas? And so I immediately called downstairs. I said, let's get it ready. So this was a great thing done by the president yesterday to get it done. As you know, he says, $3.2 trillion in tax cuts for American families, including the doubling of the standard deduction and the doubling of the child tax credit. The typical family of four earning $75,000 will see an income tax cut of more than $2,000, many much higher than that, slashing their tax bill in half. And they're going to start to see that because we're signing today. They're going to start to see that in February. The numbers will speak. And then he says, I'm going to skip. A friend of mine, Bob Kraft, called me last night. He said this tax bill is incredible. He owns the New England Patriots, but he's in the paper business too. And he said, based on this tax bill, he just wanted to let me know that he's going to buy a big plant in the great state of North Carolina, and he's going to build a tremendous paper mill there and a paper products plant. And I've had many calls such as that, where people that are entrepreneurs, people in businesses, they're going out and they're going to buy, frankly, factories that are closed, abandoned, and now they're not going to be abandoned any longer. This is having an even bigger impact, faster than I thought. The corporate tax rate, as you know, will be lowered from 35 to 21%. Boy, that's taking taking an axe to that rate. That means that more products will be made in the USA. A lot of things are going to be happening in the USA.
We're going to bring more taxes and more jobs, and people with jobs pay taxes. I know there are people that worry about increasing the deficit, and you know that's a valid worry. But an economy that's growing will provide people with jobs
and yes, and tax revenues will actually go up, folks. That's the basic premise of Reaganomics. Pat Buchanan's column today writes about that very fact. Buchanan is ecstatic over what just happened, making the point Paul's raising right there that this was realized long ago with Ronald Reagan, that if you slash tax rates, tax revenues can go up because people become more productive, so they're paying a lower rate, but they're paying that on a higher production rate. The jobs have already started coming back in the factories. I think they had certain confidence in me, and they figured we were going to get this done, but they have already started. Something very important to me, the family farmers and small business owners who lost their businesses because of the estate tax, most of them won't have any estate tax to pay. It will be a great thing for their families. You can leave your farm to your family.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And that's just fabulous, folks. For us Europeans, the businesses, the great wealth of America right now is actually in the homes, the land, and the farms that we own. The accumulated wealth of our generations, being able to keep that, is that incredibly important. Kevin in New Jersey is on the line. We'll talk to you, Kevin, right after this break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Me Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Welcome back, folks. Let's go to our phone lines and speak with Kevin in New Jersey. Kevin, what's on your mind tonight?
Hi, Jamie. How's it going?
Oh, well, having a great Christmas here. I hope you are there. And Donald Trump made the point that the tax cuts for all of us will show up on paychecks in February. And also, Donald Trump made the point that this April 15th, this is the last time we will have to fill out the ridiculous paperwork that we've all had to fill out for a long time. And the following April 15th in 2019, we will have greatly shortened, much reduced paperwork to deal with. But so feeling pretty good, Kevin. What's on your mind?
Well, anyway, I wanted to ask you, I didn't catch your program yesterday, but something that was in the news yesterday, one of the headlines I wanted to ask you about was President Trump. He commuted the sentence of a very powerful Orthodox Jew from New York originally. He was operating a kosher meat processing plant in Iowa. His name was, I got it right here, Shalom Rubashkin. And, you know, while he was in Iowa, he had employed almost 400 illegal aliens And throughout his business there, he was fined millions of dollars for polluting the local river there with toxins. And I just thought he'd be the last person in the world that Trump would pardon. I just wanted to know what your thoughts were on that. I mean, it's just I was pretty surprised.
Well, the I just briefly glanced at that story, and the drift that I caught was that the Jewish owner of these meat processing had received a draconian sentence that was, I forget the exact term, but it was something that would keep
him,
yeah, in other words, he would end his life in jail. And that's the kind of sentence that you would expect for a murder case, where you have no problem locking someone up for life. So this was a draconian judgment. And what Donald Trump did, he did not pardon the man. He commuted his sentence. In other words, saying, you've been in jail long enough, let the man go.
How long has he been in?
I think he's been
in
for
jail since 2009.
Yeah. Okay. So he served quite a sentence.
Now.
Yeah, he served quite a sentence. And his crime was, economic crime. So I can tell you that Donald Trump, confounding his enemies. The Donald Trump, again, acting in leadership with this was in fact a surprising move. And so I read some of the commentary within the Jewish community. Jews were amazed that Donald Trump did this. There was no pressure on him to do it. It was just an act of leadership and an original decision by him. And what is gained and what is lost? Let's ask that. We live in a political world. And Donald Trump is a genius at acquiring political power, keeping it, and wielding it. He's great at doing what? What's the one-word summary for that? Winning. And so Donald Trump amazed a whole bunch of Jews with, sort of the generosity, and the good-hearted nature of letting this man go. And what was lost? I mean, what's a skin off of your nose or mine is that this guy isn't going to spend his entire life in jail. However angry or upset anybody might have been at what he did, and I don't know the exact nature of what he was indicted on or convicted of.
I think the caller summarized it pretty well, from my recollection. I see your point, James, and it's 8 years is 8 years, and that's not nothing, considering the damage the man did. I guess it's a political call. I wish Donald Trump hadn't done that, but I guess I see the point.
And let me say this, Paul. Something that our movement, a point it makes all the time, is Jews have tremendous power. Tremendous power. We make that point over and over and over again. We write entire books based on that. We're going to demonstrate in this book that Jews have tremendous, tremendous power. So if that's true as a premise, then would it be smart for us to go out of our way to antagonize that power? To go out of our way to say, well, you're very, very powerful, but you know what? We don't need you. We don't need any of that power. We're going to push all of you onto the other side. That's not smart thinking. Donald Trump, very, very smart. I mean, I can tell you I just glanced through the Jewish press and Jewish commentator, and Jewish folks were amazed. And the feeling towards Donald Trump, let me tell you, is warming among Jews in America and around the world. And it's, so we got to make up our mind. If these folks have tremendous power, and what we need to do is to gain power, to wield power, to assure our future destiny for our people, it's stupid to just alienate, large section after large section of the population to put out an unappealing message and then stand there going, hey, how come we're not winning? I'll give you an example of how this is going. In France, a recent headline on Breitbart is that large numbers of Jews are either exiting France altogether. We've got some microphone noise there on your end, Paul, or maybe on the caller. Maybe on the caller.
It's a caller.
It's a caller. The are exiting France or finding that they have to, they're refugees within France. And this is happening in large areas of Europe. Well, Donald Trump and the things that he has done, this population is, do we need this population, dead set against us? Do we need to antagonize them at every turn? And I say Donald Trump is just an incredibly smart politician. And you saw it at work on the steps of the White House, where people like Lindsey Graham is not his bosom buddy. Lindsey Graham has had his daggers out for Donald Trump. But he was smiling ear to ear right behind Donald Trump on that White House ceremony. Orrin Hatch, he was moved to the point of saying the Donald Trump presidency will be the greatest in American history. He said, the greatest in our lifetimes. And he said, and even more in all of American history. And speaker after speaker, who had not particularly been a Donald Trump man, said such things. Now, let me just add one little footnote to what I said yesterday about Orrin Hatch. Orrin Hatch, I read up on Orrin Hatch a little bit, filled in some ignorance I had about Orrin Hatch. In the show summary, I called him the dean of the Senate. I didn't realize how right I was. Orrin Hatch has served, senator from Utah, longer than any U.S. senator in history, for 40 years. He came in 1970, sworn in January of 1977. In November of 76, when I was running for U.S. Congress in the 5th Congressional District of Missouri, I didn't win. I didn't win. But Orrin Hatch, running for his first political office, he won. And he's been in that Senate seat ever since 1977. He actually is a very good friend of Donald Trump. When Donald Trump was taking the oath of office at his inauguration, as president pro tem of the Senate, but as the designated successor or survivor, you can use either term, this is a little known law, Orrin Hatch was whisked away to a distant and secret location in the event that, and this is an interesting law we have, folks, at the inauguration, imagine all of the people who could succeed the president in the case of a terrorist strike that would kill our leaders, they were all in one place. And so under this law, the designated successor law, one person is kept at a secret and secure location with the nuclear foot, not the, a nuclear football, and the in the event of that tragedy, Orrin Hatch would have been the president of the United States if there had been a terrorist attack that killed the leadership of America in Washington, D.C. on January 20th. So I didn't know that. Donald Trump picked Orrin Hatch to be his designated successor. Go ahead, Paul.
I didn't either, but if something really bad had happened, something that goes boom would be on its way to Rocket Man.
Well, yeah, exactly. And so that measure of trust from Donald Trump to Orrin Hatch was extended on January 20th. And, Orrin Hatch has been there 40 years. He surpassed, back in 2007, Orrin Hatch became the longest serving U.S. senator, passing, I think his name was Reed Smoot, another Mormon senator, Reed Smoot, the same Smoot whose name was immortalized in the Smoot-Hawley Tariff of 1933, I think it was, or 32. But Reed Smoot had the previous record, and Orrin Hatch is something like 83 years old now. And Donald Trump has asked him, please stay in the Senate. Please continue to serve. He's talked about maybe retiring, and Donald Trump says, no, please, we need you in the U.S. Senate. So it's interesting lore about Orrin Hatch. But go ahead, Kevin. Did I answer your question at all about the Jewish guy that got the commuted sentence?
Yeah, you know, that pretty much summed it up. I just, you know, being that, I guess, you know, you're right when you say that the 27 years, it probably was too much time to begin with for a white-collar crime. But I just thought being with the illegal immigration factor that he's, he's been hardline about that. I thought the fact that he employed, you know, like almost 400 illegals would have played into the decision against it. But, you know, like I said, that's why, I was just a little surprised by it. I mean, I saw, you know, it was kind of, it was a big story around here yesterday in the New York area.
Yeah, well, you could put it this way. Watch how that plays again. You want a just country. You know, you want fairness in the justice system. There are, you know, if every person who's employing hundreds of illegals right now were to be jailed, which I think would be a great idea, that'd be wonderful. But would I want them all to get life sentences or to be lined up against the wall and shot? You know, that's counterproductive. Put them in jail and put them in jail. You know, spank them hard, but. This guy got, in effect, a life sentence, whereas other people, and here's the point. Here's how people, I mean, I'm sure this is probably the talk among Jews, probably was this, is, hey, look, our guy got 27 years. Look at this other guy. He employed a bunch of illegals, and he got 5 years, which is more the kind of sentence you'd expect for an economic crime. Of course, there's a beyond economic aspect there with employing illegals. So they'd say, wow, we're being picked on and so on. So, but the point is this, Donald Trump, he did the same thing with the recognizing Jerusalem as the location for our embassy. He didn't give away anything. He didn't change anything. He didn't deprive the Palestinians of any status. He didn't, basically as a brilliant negotiator, and he did the same thing with this Jewish guy in jail. He didn't lose anything, but he gained a lot. I've already covered this point, that Donald Trump is simply saying, take the plaque on our embassy in Tel Aviv and switch it with the consulate in Jerusalem. The government of Israel is already and has been for some time and will remain in Jerusalem. It isn't going anywhere else. It is the capital. De facto, it's the capital of Israel. And a bunch of people, including very left-wing governments all over Europe, they won't recognize that. And they're all, incensed about it. And they're passing resolutions at the UN and so on, et cetera. So Donald Trump just said, switch the plaques. And he gained this tremendous PR victory. And by the way, we in America, we're in a unique situation with regards to the Jewish population of the world. Half of it, or a big percentage of the Jewish population of the world lives here in America. And we're right when we write books about how powerful they are. They are. So what follows from that? So those left-wing Jews and liberal Jews if their plan is to replace us as a population, as Europeans, no, we're not going along with that. But the entire Jewish population is not, in fact, so inclined. And I mentioned those Jews in France, they're having to leave because of the invasion. I didn't make the point there. The invasion of Muslims into France, they can't, it's not safe for them to go out in the streets in France, in Paris and so on. You as a Jew, do not go out with your cap on. You don't go out in the street because you'll be spat upon, you'll be kicked. It's not safe. So these people are, they're thinking maybe we don't want open borders. Maybe this isn't working out. Anyway, go ahead, Kevin. I'm taking up your time. Go ahead.
I did hear about that in France. I think it was a week or so ago that they're having that they are leaving in large numbers. Because of that. Hopefully, I mean, if that's the case, though, I mean. Maybe Germany will follow along. I mean, other countries there with a large Muslim population, but you know, they own all of the leaders there, you know, Angela Merkel and the rest of them. I mean, they don't want it to stop. So, I mean, they're not, I mean, I don't think that it's going to stop, you know, that's not anytime soon the way things are going. I mean, just, I don't think there's an end in sight for them.
Go ahead, Paul.
People like Merkel are absolutely committed to the replacement of their own people. Merkel hates the German people and wants them replaced. On her own, she won't back down, but she has had to do a little bit of pulling back after the stunning victory of the America of the Alternative for Germany Party, which picked up 90 seats.
Yes. Hang on, everybody. Paul and Kevin, hang on. We'll take a little break here. We'll be right back.
Okay.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice.
We're back, folks. We're back. Thank you, Kevin, in New Jersey, for your call. And we're going to go next to Rob in New Jersey. Rob, hang on. We'll be with you in just a moment. And then after Rob, Pat in Fort Worth, just talking about Jewish power for a second, I can sort of illustrate the point I was trying to make with an example from my own life. I went to high school with someone named Michael Medved, A lot of you may be familiar with him. His radio show is carried on 300 radio stations, is what I heard today. I checked up on Mike to see what he's doing lately, earlier this morning. And so he has a huge audience, millions of people, 300 radio stations, I think, on the Salem network. And the in the primary campaigns, then Mike, I was on the same debate team. I sat behind him in class in the advanced placement classes, and we were on the quiz championship quiz team together, and all this kind of stuff. And I used to play chess over at Mike's house, and we knew each other very well. It's sort of the two main sort of I don't know what you call it, thinkers of the class of class of 65 at Pacific Palisades High School. And the during the primary campaign, Mike was foaming at the mouth against Donald Trump. He hated Donald Trump. He couldn't say enough bad things about him, and went on and on and on droning about how much Donald Trump was the worst possible thing. And but now Donald Trump, now that he's president, Donald Trump has done a few things, and Michael Medved is singing a different tune. It was very interesting for me. I listened to a few of his shows and kind of checked up on him. I sort of haven't in a while. And he illustrates my point that Donald Trump, by doing things like the recognizing the capital of Jerusalem, the commutation of this sentence, I'm sure this, Mike was impressed with this. But Mike is impressed with the fact that Donald Trump is not an anti-Semite. Doesn't have a hateful bone in his body towards Mike's people, the Jewish people. And so that illustrates, I think, what I'm trying to say. Another example of this is Breitbart itself. Who funds the Breitbart network? Where does Breitbart get its money? Well, the biggest source is, as I understand it, is Robert Mercer, a billionaire, a Jewish billionaire, and his daughter, let me remember her name, is it Rachel? But Robert Mercer put up something like $12 million back in 2011 to get Breitbart going. Well, Breitbart is that instrumental in the progress that patriots have made? The election of Donald Trump, would it have happened without Breitbart? I don't think so. So, and there's another, Robert Mercer must be impressed with the fact that Donald Trump, by doing such things as we've been talking about, is not an anti-Semite. Rob, oh my gosh, I stole Rob's time. Rob, I'm going to call you up, Rob, and apologize.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Rob, and Merry Christmas, Pat, in Fort Worth. Thanks, Rob. I'll call you right after the show. And we'll see you all again. When will we see you? Tuesday, folks. We'll have reruns on Sunday and Monday for Christmas.
See you all Tuesday.
See you all Tuesday.
Don't stop.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.